Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
New York City is America's city. It's also the financial headquarters of the United States of America, although it may not be for much longer. See what's going on there? Islamic socialist candidate, 33 years old, barely spent any time in the private sector, spent most of his time in college and at the academy. So he's perfect Democrat. Leadership has no idea what he's doing capitalistically and doesn't even want to learn about capitalism. Self-described socialist, endorsed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, of course, and Bernie Sanders. He is vowing to destroy the New York economy, or what's left of it. I mean, he doesn't put it expressly that way, but that's how it'll work. Listen to what he's promising. Rent freezes for everyone. And get this. Government will control grocery stores. Folks, what do I tell you? They do the same thing over and over. It's so easy to see them coming. They use the same playbook. Marx wrote it in the 1840s. They always do the same thing. Seize fuel and food. Make it the put it in the exclusive control of the party. Then dole out food and fuel according to a person's worth and value to the party. It's simple. That's what socialism is. Communism, authoritarianism. Marxists, they do it. That's what they do it over and over again. In fact, that's where Joe Biden was going with the climate emergency. And I know that because the New York Times told me. They wanted him to use the Lever Act, which is on the books from World War I, which allows the government in times of emergency or war to seize means of production and distribution of food and fuel. Which is essentially what this guy's promising to do. They want to control grocery stores. You're also seeing the mayor of Chicago move in this direction too, although he hasn't managed to open one yet because they're socialists. They're not so good at, you know, opening businesses and running them, but they have designs in that direction. Anyway, South Carolina Democrat, Representative Congressman, and certified lunatic Jim Clyburn, 84-year-old South Carolina kingmaker, representative of the old guard, formerly number 2 in Democrat leadership, has endorsed gropester Andrew Cuomo. He likes to grope women. They're running neck and neck. So Mamdani, the socialist Islamist, trying to take over the city of New York. By the way, he is promising completely free buses, public transportation, totally free. The wealthy will pay for it until they flee. Yeah. Which, look, normally I don't care. You could do what you want to do in a blue territory, I guess. But New York used to be the financial capital of the world, a place of great pride. I guess we can move it down to Florida. I don't know. They're already heading in that direction. By the way, Ron DeSantis tweeted that. He said, oh, good, Palm Beach prices are about to soar because they're all going to flee. But, folks, this shows you where the Democrat base is going. Texter writes, Terror presidents have sent the military in and informed Congress later since Jefferson sent the Navy to deal with the Barbary pirates. Another texter writes, I've been teaching my daughter to drive and waiting a few seconds after the light turns green is one of the things I emphasize. I'm teaching 2 teenagers to drive right now. Honestly, it's a wonder I'm here today. We had a small misunderstanding about the meaning of a turn signal. It's a long story. But I've had both of my kids watch videos on it. And in all fairness, left turns at intersections are very confusing for people. When you start driving, once you've been doing it for a long time, it seems like, how could this ever be hard? But there's a lot of signals if you think about it. Yeah. And I've had both kids misunderstand a signal. So I nearly died this weekend, but that was okay because I've done that before. So look, I've loved working with y'all. I've got one more to teach. I've got one more teenager after this and may not make it alive. And they'll fool you too. If you ever teach a teenager to drive, they'll fool you too. Now they'll get to where they're really good at it. Like they seem really good at it. And, but there'll be that one intersection with that one sort of intersect, you know, one sort of exception to the rule for intersection. Like for instance, that you won't have thought of, like take for, you know, like if you have a blinking yellow arrow in a turn lane. Yeah. That doesn't mean you have the right of way. So they're like, yeah, arrow, you know, green arrow, yellow area, arrow, I have the right of way. Yeah, not when it's blinking. Not when it's blinking. Yeah. But hey, you get a great adrenaline surge. It's a fantastic high if you survive it. So, and I did. But yeah, I'm teaching two teens to drive right now. So, you know, it may not be long for this world. Oh my gosh. Dexter writes, those stupid yellow left turn arrows need to go away. Confusing and dangerous. It is. It's sort of a contradictory signal. You know, and you know what's funny? You don't see driving stuff for how, you know, unlogical it is sometimes until you see it again through the eye of a teenager because you're so used to it, you don't even think about it anymore. Like my teen, one of my teenagers like, well, how do I know? And why aren't there signs? And why won't they tell me what to do? And I'm like, and he's like, how do you know what to do when you come up to an intersection? I'm like, I don't know. I guess by the way it's laid out. Because you know, a lot of our intersections here in the upstate that he very much was relying on like, you know, the painted white arrow. And I hadn't even noticed this. A lot of them are eroded. And so he gets very nervous when he goes up to the intersection if the arrow's out, you know, like if it's just been worn out. He's like, what do I do? I'm like, you know, you can, I don't know. You just tell by the layout of the intersection. He's like, ah, what do I do? And then I'm grabbing the wheel. And I'm like, you know what? It kind of, yeah, okay, I guess I can see how it would confuse people. Makes me kind of wonder if you're a driver from places where most people don't have cars, like rural Mexico, Guatemala, seriously, or Peru, and you come here, it's got to be overwhelming. You haven't even been in the back of your parents' car. Anyway, I hope to survive it. I've got good insurance, so. Texture rates here, those stupid left turn arrows need to go. Yeah, see, and it's probably my fault because I told him, okay, so arrow, yes, protected arrow. Obviously, we don't go in red, but, you know, yeah, it's a protected arrow, so you can totally go. You can. You can totally, yeah, and I forgot about blinking. Oh, okay. We're going to make it. We're going to survive. It'll be good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Analysis by the Center for Immigration Studies using the current population survey, CPS, out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, shows the foreign-born population in the United States is leaving America in large numbers. Massive decline in foreign-born. We've got a long way to go. Between January and May of this year, this is just another confirmation of what the New York Post reported last week. I just don't believe it. Declined by 957,000 from January to May of 2025. So that's roughly a four-month figure compares with 271,000 deported in all of fiscal year 2024. And again, those folks weren't actually really deported. They were caught at, most of them caught at the border. And were among the few turned back relative to how many that Joe Biden kept. So, look, we've got a long way to go. We've got somewhere between 12 and 21 million, depending on who you believe, to remove from the country. But if you watch what's going on right now with these liberal judicial dictators doing crazy things, like this Boston judge, Brian Murphy, who just overturned a Supreme Court ruling. If you're just tuning in, he just, what? How can you overturn a Supreme Court ruling? I don't, nobody know. Nobody understands. He simply took the Supreme Court ruling that said that Donald Trump could begin deporting illegal immigrant violent criminals whose countries don't want them back to third-party countries that will take them, like South Sudan. And he flipped out and he ruled that the Supreme Court ruling was valid but did not apply to President Trump. Well, I'm not sure what president it applies to. And that's what they're doing, it's like, it's threefold what they're doing. Because believe me, the Democrats have these numbers, they're in a panic, that's a million voters. But remember, when they get green cards, they start the process of bringing their family and friends here. And so every illegal brings an average of 3 million more through trained migration. And then those people bring an average of 2.1 million. So you look at a million here, I mean, that's going to cause panic. I mean, you think what that could be on the voter rolls if you're a Democrat in the future. That's a lot of people. We got to get rid of the chain migration. It's a disaster. We should only allow people in for merit. We should have PhDs picking apples and grapes and then going home. And, you know, we should require them, hey, you can come here from your poor country and pick grapes for us. And if you'd like, we'll have you volunteer on the side and then you go home. Maybe someday we'll let you come back and stay. We need a visa exit system too. So Democrats are full on panicking. So that's why they've had this judge, Brian Murphy, do what he did. Because they're trying, even though this is a clown show of a ruling, they're trying to communicate to these illegals, hey, look, don't leave. Don't leave. We're going to find ways for you to stay. You don't want to leave and then find out you could have stayed because the border is effectively closed. I mean, zero made it in. Everybody was detained. Nobody was released. So this is the Democrats trying to signal to the illegals, hey, stay around a while. Come hang out in the sanctuary city. We will get violent to protect you. We'll try to burn the ICE building down again. We'll get arrested. Come hide in a sanctuary city. That's part of it. And then the other part of it, what they're trying to do is establish legal precedent that other lawyers can use. Oh, hey, I'm going to cite this case where Brian Murphy overturned the Supreme Court. Well, it's obviously bogus, but it gives them something to write, you know, when they're trying to get an injunction, get stuff stopped. This is desperation that Democrats are still fighting at this point. So this is really good. And now that Trump has got third-party deportation, don't be surprised if there's not massive numbers in another 4 to 5 months who've self-deported. Because, you know, I mean, if you're a guy, you're here from Guatemala, you re-entered, you already got a felony for that, now you got a DUI. Would you like to deport yourself to Guatemala or would you like to spend some time in sunny South Sudan where you don't speak the language, but we dumped you? Yeah, you're going back to Guatemala. I mean, you're going to beat a path back. You're going to be afraid ICE is going to catch you between here and there. Meanwhile, from the good news file, this is so funny. I do love the sense of humor that the Trump administration has. I will say that. The billions that Her Highness and Joe Biden were using to stash illegal immigrants in hotels, including some of the nicest ones in New York, has been repurposed. The FEMA money will be drawn from a fund that was created during the Biden administration to pay organizations and local jurisdictions to help house and care for illegal immigrants and redirected to Trump's Alcatraz project. This is fantastic. Yeah, he calls it Alligator Alcatraz. He wants to begin storing them there. I don't know if they'll actually go to Alcatraz or if it'll be somewhere else, but it'll be used for deportation housing. In other words, we picked you up. We need to put you somewhere overnight before we put you on the plane to where again? South Sudan? Sounds good. Yeah. Okay, by the way, a lot of confusion here about who broke the ceasefire. And it is very confusing. Apparently, it was actually Iran that broke the ceasefire, not Israel. Although Israel retaliated when Iran broke the ceasefire, and so that's what Trump is so angry about right now. I was trying to sort that out. Meanwhile, after Trump threatened Russia overnight, Medvedev, who was like, you know, maybe some nice countries will supply Iran with nukes. On second thought, he says, we will not supply nukes to Iran. Nope, not at all. He initially said that some country would after admitting that they did have an enrichment program. Meanwhile, Putin distancing himself from the whole thing, going, you know, we really love Israel. It's 2 million former Russian Jews there, you know, we don't want to oppose them. We think they're great. So no nukes for Iran. So, look, folks, Trump just steps in and notches these wins. It's fantastic. No, I mean, you know what's so funny? The U.S. has this incredible power of asking. No, I'm serious. Just asking. Like, you know, we are discovering under Trump that you don't always have to do something to get what you want. Like, we have so much, like, inertia. We have so much sitting power that if we're just like, hey, you know what? Like, don't do that. And that's it. We don't have to bomb anybody. We don't even have to put a tariff on. Like, hey, you over there. Yeah, you don't. No, don't do that. And then they're like, okay. But we never asked before because we never projected a power. Texture writes, hey, Tara, this country cannot survive chain migration. If that becomes allowed, we are done. Of course. So that, and the problem is people don't realize this. Chain migration does not start when you become a citizen. It starts when you get the green card, which is a good 5-6 years out from becoming a citizen. So your relatives, you get the green card and they all come here. That's why this country hangs on a razor's edge. Democrats know it. And that is why you got to understand, if you see them, like look at Boston, right? With that crazy mayor. And we're going in there. We're picking up child rapists. We're picking up murders. We're picking up, I mean, God, over the weekend, we picked up a guy wanted, an illegal immigrant, wanted in Italy for child rape. He had run here. And a Democrat rapid response team in Denver goes and gets between him and ICE and he's able to escape. Why would you do that? Because of the math. He can hang out to the next Democrat administration. He'll get a green card. Then he's going to be bring three of his other child raping friends with him. And then each one of them will bring 2.1. And yeah, so when the Democrats know the map, when they look at an illegal, they don't just see one illegal or even a child rapist. They see a whole line of Democrat voters behind him. That's why they fight so hard.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.